Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show, but it's by the boys. I don't have a voice. Thank you, Brad and Ryan. I appreciate you. And guys, I'm coming back as soon as I possibly can.
That is what she sounds like. And we had a conversation before the show started today that we said we would like you to be here. And then we heard that and we said, why don't you stay home?
And we, like, unlike some other administrations, will be honest about the health and well-being of the members of our show.
Oh, my gosh. What a pro. What a pro. Let's talk about Joe Biden and this diagnosis that is making world news this weekend.
His office says former President Biden was seen last week by doctors after urinary symptoms, and they found a prostate nodule. Now they say he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer, and some of those cancer cells have spread to the bone. His office said while this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management. The Mayo Clinic says prostate cancer is one of the most common types of cancer, and it often grows slowly.
So now we have a scandal in which it looks like the Biden team and everybody around Joe Biden would have known that he had prostate cancer well before just now.
It's very unlikely that someone could get annual checkups and not notice a PSA elevation over the past, you know, but this is what I typically would see in a VA hospital where a patient hasn't had medical attention in 10 years, presents to an emergency room with bone pain, and then they find that it's metastatic prostate cancer. But in the modern age of medicine, especially the fact that he was a former president, he had intensive state-of-the-art care where we can see prostate cancer, 10 years in the past. So this is, it's very unusual to hear that someone has prostate cancer where they're annually being followed up. And the fact that we just find it at a Gleason 9 is just pretty much unheard of in this day and age of medicine.
Unheard of. That's a urologist on Newsmax talking about how, it looks like they very much covered up the fact that they knew that he had cancer for quite a while. But they're now being honest about it because there are other stations, MSNBC and CNN, that are having these doctors on saying the same thing, saying, you wouldn't have just discovered this. So it's not even really a conspiracy theory. Well, it is, because they were conspiring. Like, this is the theory that they were conspiring against you to keep this information from you so that he could be elected again. But they are now talking about this in two tracks, really. One is now that he had serious physical problems for a long time.
Yeah.
And here's Van Jones just recently talking about, he also had mental issues for quite a while.
You were on the record in 2022 voicing concerns about Biden's age and ability. Whom do you blame for the decision of him to run for re-election and the decision to hide his declining abilities as much as they were able to?
Well, look, at the top end, you have to blame him because he made the decision. But he was, and your book reflects this in many different ways, he was shielded by a coterie of advisors and his family. They were in this confirmation bubble, they tried to shield the world from his decline, and they tried to shield him from his own standing and his polling numbers and so on. And so at the end of the day, I have to point the finger at the people around him who didn't do him a service by encouraging him to continue. I think it was obvious to the public. It may not have been obvious to a lot of politicians. I actually think it was, but it wasn't politically wise in their judgment to speak out. But it was obvious to the American people.
Oh, it was? Thank you. That's David Axelrod, by the way. Yeah. I said Van Jones. He's at the end of this clip, but this is all Jake Tapper now saying, look, we just needed to be honest about that. Here's more from David Axelrod.
Before that debate, that the president was just too old. He would have been closer to 90 than 80 if he had won re-election, and he already was showing decline. So I blame the people around him, because real loyalty, and it's hard when you work for President Jake to tell them hard truths, but real loyalty demanded that they say, Mr. President, it's just not there, and it's not in your interest, and it's better for you, the country, and the Democratic Party if you leave now.
Van, I remember how emotional you were in the immediate moments after the June 27th, 2024 debate because of what you saw on the stage. And with all this new reporting coming out, and I should disclose that I gave both of you copies of the book so you would have a little bit more information. Do you feel like you were duped, Van? Like, how do you feel?
First, this book is extraordinary. I don't care who you are, left, right, or otherwise. Anybody who cares about this country and about just the dynamics of power, this is the emperor's new clothes playing itself out in real time. Everybody knew, but everyone was afraid to say, except for David Axelrod, for 2 years, that something was wrong here. And so, I was shocked. I love Joe Biden. I don't like him. I love him. I got a chance to work with him when I was a part of the Obama administration, and loved him more every day. I was shocked to see his condition when he came out, and so was the world. And that wasn't the first time he was in that condition. The book makes it very, very clear. There are people who knew and said nothing. And that is a crime against this republic. And I think the Democrats are going to pay for a long time for being a part of what is now being revealed to be a massive cover-up.
Yeah, they were certainly not a part of that. The people speaking are on TV
right
all the time, and they cover politics, and they're going, well, the people around him is really who you should be blaming. Van Jones even says, though, that it was not politically expedient. I think both of them said it.
Yeah.
That, yes, we all knew, but you couldn't say. But they wouldn't say that they were the ones doing it. They were saying others were. Like, there's plenty of blame to go around. I think that's a quote from David Axelrod in there. Who is more politically connected in the Democrat Party than David Axelrod?
Yeah.
It's not like he's just a pundit. He's not connected to all. He is, like, the embodiment of the Democrat Party, David Axelrod.
The machine.
He's the machine, exactly. And so for him to say, well, there's plenty of blame to go around here, and point the fingers at everybody else. Dude, it's like the Spider-Man meme.
Yes.
You're pointing the finger right back at yourself. But it's like they're completely unaware that they're saying it into the mirror. I don't get it.
It's like they're trying to cover up for the what they know that they did that was wrong. I mean, David Axelrod said it. Van Jones said it. They didn't fool the American people. The people knew. The American people knew the whole time.
We all knew. But it was just, you're not really supposed to say that, especially early on. Like,
Are you making fun of his stutter?
You
Are you being that. Ageist?
Right. So this weekend, what was breaking was that the Hur tape, the Robert Hur special counsel tape, where he interviews Biden and came back with the famous phrase that he's a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. That all came from that report. Well, the tapes came out. And it's obvious, you know, I'll play a little bit of one of the tapes that came out here, just so you know, but we don't have to listen to this whole thing.
Where did you keep papers that related to those things that you were actively working on?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Nothing new here. We've all seen this play out in regular interviews. This wasn't like, oh, behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just as bad.
But when the transcripts came out, the transcripts,
sounded okay.
They sounded bad, but whenever you listened to the audio, you go, oh man, this is way worse than even the transcripts made it sound.
Exactly. So we have the audio now, and that's breaking, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, we have something else to tell you, too. He has cancer. And we had no idea, although here he is accidentally mentioning it in 2022,
maybe
that he had cancer.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
Okay, so anyway, you got two concurrent scandals happening in parallel time here. One of them that we all knew about, which was the mental decline. The other one, which apparently they all knew about but didn't report on, didn't tell anybody about, was the cancer. Now, you could hide that a little bit more than the mental thing.
Yeah.
You could hide that you have cancer, but if you've had it for years, we're talking about possibly 3 years now, because that was from 2022, that clip right there. It could have been before that. Then you have two scandals. Which one do you think is a bigger deal, Brad?
Oh, I think it's the mental decline.
I would have to agree.
I think it's the mental decline, and I think that's why the cancer news came out.
I would have to agree. So we're talking about this Her tape that I just played a little bit of. At the time, I asked Brad to pull these up because we said, you remember at the time, Robert Her was a special counsel within the Biden DOJ.
Right.
So all these people came out and said, well, Robert Her is a Republican activist. Or seven, you're like, that doesn't even make
Republican.
Any sense.
He's just trying to sabotage him. There's all sorts of things that did that.
So he pulled up, Brad has pulled up here after the Her quote, really, is what everybody grabbed onto, the well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory came out. That couldn't stand. You know, Democrats had to circle the wagons and say, that's not true. His memory is fine. Here's Adam Schiff.
What is in the rules, Mr. Her, what is in the rules is you don't gratuitously do things to prejudice the subject of an investigation when you're declining to prosecute. You don't gratuitously add language that you know will be useful in a political campaign. You were not born yesterday. You understood exactly what you were doing. It was a choice. You certainly didn't have to include that language. You could have said vis-a-vis the documents that were found in the
rendering.
Yeah.
As it happens. So that's Adam Schiff just going after Robert Her. And if you listen to the tapes, Robert Her is about as polite as it gets. And in fact, if he really wanted to, he could have come out with so much worse about that investigation about Biden mishandling classified documents. But he actually tried to protect him. That's what we were so upset about, because they're going after Trump for the same thing, and they gave him no grace at all. And they go after Biden for literally same crime, if it's a crime. And they said, yeah, but, you know, he's just kind of old. He didn't really remember. We also have Corinne Jean-Pierre. You know, when you wanted truth, you went to the White House press room from 2021 to 2024. And here's her talking about her.
When can we talk to the president's doctor, and how come he hasn't been, or they haven't been asked to come out here and talk with us, given the Her report that challenges the president's mental fitness?
So look, you know, just to speak to the Her report really, really quickly. Special Counsel Her is, as far as I remember, is obviously a Republican, a prosecutor. He's not a medical doctor. He's just not. It's not for him to speak to. It's just not. And you've heard from over the past couple of days since the report has been out, you've heard from legal experts from across the ideological spectrum, even a former attorney general. And he says, and they have come out to say that the stuff in this report that is capturing all of your attention right now is just wrong. It's flatly wrong. It is inappropriate. It is gratuitous. And so going to leave that there, and it is obviously up for a medical doctor to decide on that. But look, I have said the medical doctor, the president's doctor, is going to do a physical. He's going to, and he has always put forth in the last 2 years a detailed memo on the president's medical physical. And so I'm just going to leave it there. I don't have anything else to add. Go ahead, Jared.
Look, that's just a cover up. They know what's going on. And then finally, it kind of barely peeked its head out, like you're playing whack-a-mole and, you know, the whole game was shut off, but somebody accidentally plugged it in for half a second and one of the moles popped up. And they went, oh, shoot, we thought we had that thing unplugged. Hit that down. That's what they were doing there, is just hitting down the one thing that had popped up. They thought that they had kind of controlled it, and they were right. They really had controlled that really well until the debate.
Yeah.
That's when everything changed and America saw on full display what they would not do. Because what she says there is, well, Robert Hur is not a doctor as far as I know. Well, then have an independent doctor assess him.
But Robert Hur is not a doctor, but the man sat there and interviewed him and he wasn't making a diagnosis. He was saying nobody's going to buy that this guy has everything.
And
that's just an observation that any average Joe can look at it.
He didn't
say,
even pretend that he was diagnosing anything. He was just saying, according to my investigation, he seems to have forgotten that he'd even done anything.
Well, what was it that he called him?
Well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
So what about that is a diagnosis?
It's not a diagnosis. But that's just the little ray of sunshine that came through there on that issue that they had to tamp down. And honestly, they did a pretty good job. Everybody kind of went along with mm-hmm. it. It's not that nobody questioned it. I did this weekend, actually. I played, last week, we played a lot of the Jake Tapper stuff of him fighting people about Biden's mental acuity and then coming out with the book saying, oh, we should have talked more about this. But you can find Jake Tapper clips where he does question Biden's mental state. They do exist. And so people can point to them and go, look, he actually was saying something. The problem is the prevailing narrative in all of media, but also on his own show, was not that.
The cynic in me says that those clips were put there because they knew this day would come, so they would have something to point back to.
That's the safe way to do it, is to just throw so many clips out there that you're like, look, I got a record.
I said it.
I got a record. And he does. He does have a record, so that should be acknowledged. We're going to take a short break here. We're going to talk about the poll next, but we're going to do it with Dave Murray, with the official meteorologist of 97.1. Were you affected by Friday's weather, yes or no? Of course, we are all, our hearts are with you if you are dealing with that right now, and we have a link at 971talk.com where you can get involved with great organizations that are on the ground in our area right now, like the Salvation Army, Urban League, and others. 971talk.com. We'll be right back with Dave Murray. A bit of breaking news here. Apparently, Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin have had a over two-hour call. Was that just today? Or is it just being reported
today? It was today.
It was this morning. And they were talking Ukraine and Russia war, of course, but a ceasefire timeline is still unclear, according to the reports that I'm reading right now. Dave Murray is on the phone with us. He is the chief meteorologist here at 97.1. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
Let's talk about Friday. Obviously, This is the big news that everybody's, we're all dealing with it from the weekend, and depending on where you are, you might have been.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Very, very adversely affected by this. There's been reports of some deaths, of course. Dave, is this something that you could ever... can you predict this, and how far ahead would you even know?
It was pretty clear on Thursday that we were going to have a very strong severe weather outbreak on Friday afternoon. And then once we get into Friday, it becomes what I call nowcasting. It's really watching exactly what's going on. And I know this is kind of on a very short-term basis, but that's just what tornadoes are all about. It became pretty clear when the cell, it was a supercell kind of all by itself, was in West County, really far West St. Louis County, portions of St. Charles County, that this thing was going to mean business. Now, even at that point, even though the tornado warning started to go up shortly after that, it was going to be a big hail producer. And when that happens, you have to always be aware of tornadoes. And once it got into central St. Louis County, it was like, oh, man, this is not going to be good at all. And obviously it wasn't. You know, it was the EF3. Winds looked like it was about 155 miles per hour. The entire track, though it skipped a little bit, was 22 miles long. It went into Illinois, where it then faded away. At its biggest, which was in North St. Louis City, the width of the tornado was about a mile wide.
Oh, my
this
gosh.
This is a big twister. Big, wow. big twister.
Wow. Dave, I don't remember seeing tornadoes hit, you know, a major metropolis like this. And maybe I'm just, you know, I just can't remember, or they just hit randomly and this was the random one it hit this time. But isn't there something about the way a city is designed with buildings that it kind of changes the wind patterns, that this doesn't happen as much, or am I just making something up?
It does not happen as much, but a lot of that has to do with that it's just a pinpoint spot over a large area. There is a fallacy out there that tornadoes don't hit cities. They absolutely do. Nashville's been hit. Oklahoma City's been hit. Chicago's had some. You know, Kansas City, obviously. So it definitely happens. What happens in our case is if a cold front is moving in, and yes, there was a cold front moving in, but it was way, way to the west. We don't worry an awful lot about cold front thunderstorms. Can they be mean? Absolutely. What I really worry about are these supercells that develop right over us or develop on the east side and tend to back up. And that's really what it looked like this scenario was going to be, that we weren't going to see these things come marching from central portions of Missouri, that this thing was going to develop almost on top of us all by itself, so it doesn't have anything to fight with. It can feed on whatever it wants. Now, what happens in a cold front type situation, those storms 50, 60 miles out start to feed on the hot and dry environment of the city, and that tends to kill them. But when a storm forms on top of us, It's feeding on the farmland out in central portions of Illinois. That's how far it sucks the air into it. So the city effect has very little effect on a thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm that develops on top of us.
There was we've taken calls on this subject earlier today, and you know, lots of people commenting in our YouTube chat, and you know, just about where were you, what are you experiencing, and things like that. And one person I noticed said, "Yeah, I'm in Warrenton. We didn't even get a drop of rain."
Right, exactly. Yeah, you can go even closer to St. Louis than that. You know, it again, this supercell, again, all by itself, just wasn't out there. It wasn't out there at the time. It just kind of developed, again, right on top of us. Those are always the mean ones.
You said the word skipping. So that's the way, I guess, a tornado moves, is that it hits and it kind of pops around. Is that all considered one tornado in one track?
Yes. We will consider that all one track, because even though the tornado part of it may have come up, the funnel cloud was probably still there, so it does tend to skip. Very rarely do we have a tornado like on the ground for 22 miles the whole time. Has it happened? Absolutely. But for us, that's kind of a very rare scenario.
So we had a caller in the 1 o'clock hour, Dave, who said he's in Belleville right now, but he has a house at Lake Egypt, so down south of Marion. And he said that they got torn up down there too. So that would have been a separate tornado, right?
That was a separate one, right. That was about an EF1. It was not on the ground very long, but that was a separate one. And then there were a series of tornadoes way southeast Missouri, southern Illinois. There were probably about six of them down there during the same spell. Right now, there are tornado watches from St. Joe through Kansas City, through Springfield, through northwest Arkansas, down into Oklahoma. So there is going to be, already is, a major severe thunderstorm outbreak and tornado outbreak in Kansas, Oklahoma, northwest Arkansas, and western portions of Missouri. The question is, will that hold together? Will it get into the St. Louis area? That's still a big, big question. I am a little concerned of how much sun we see over the next couple of hours. So between now and about sunset, if we see more and more sun, we could get some development over us between 8 p.m. and 1 a.m. tonight. It is not a repeat of Friday, but there could certainly be some more thunderstorms later on today, and there should also be some thunderstorms Tuesday afternoon that could also go severe.
Hey, Dave, this is Brad. It seems like we've been getting a lot of severe weather as of late. Are we seeing more severe weather? Is this about on par? Is it just our perception? What's going on there?
I can answer that with a yes and a no. The problem is that in March, we didn't have much in the way of severe weather, but we had one storm that produced a tornado, and it was a mean one. In April, we've had some thunderstorms, nothing out of the ordinary. In May, which is a huge month for thunderstorms, we've had our fair share. Obviously, it's been kind of wet, but it's kind of depending on the intensity that we get. That kind of throws that perception out the window a little bit. But it's been an active season. I wouldn't say that it's been overly active until we got into the month of May.
At what point would you say we're out of tornado season in St. Louis?
Well, I've always had a saying in St. Louis that we can get a tornado anytime, any month. And that's the problem. The core season is April, May, and June. I know people say, oh, can't we get rid of this in June? June is technically one of our wettest months of the year, and it is from thunderstorms. And some of our worst tornadoes in St. Louis, and there's been three major tornadoes, 1896, 1927, 1959, they happened primarily in the wintertime. And it just all depends on the scenario of what makes the thing go.
So if it's our perception that we've had a worse tornado season, by the numbers, by the stats, we have had a worse hail season, though, right?
Yeah, I'll backtrack here. I don't think we've had a worse thunderstorm season. However, we have had a worse hail and a worse tornado season, simply because we've had two, and they've been strong, and they've caused quite a bit of damage, with the topper being the one on Friday. So far.
This isn't necessarily top of mind right now, but it's just something that I think everybody's been dealing with on top of, I mean, now tornadoes and all this hail. But we've had an extraordinarily wet spring, too, haven't we?
Yes. Yes, we have. But the key, why we haven't seen a lot of flooding, we've seen flash flooding, we've seen some flooding on the Merrimack, but we haven't had the monster thunderstorms up across Iowa, northern Missouri, northern and north central portions of Illinois. We haven't had the big rains up there. That's why the major rivers have been kind of been holding in check. It's been happening around us and points south, so the water continues to flow away. The 93 flood, which everybody remembers who was in town, it all started back in November of 92, but it was because of unbelievable rains across Iowa and northern Illinois that created that setup.
I'm a little bit out of my zone here, but I'm going to ask this anyway. Does this mean that while we haven't seen flooding, that the water table underground is just very high?
No, not necessarily.
Okay.
I see where you're going with that, and that's not a bad deduction out of it. No question, the water table is high. It's just that we haven't had the volume of runoff water that you need to get flooding to our north that let that water come down the rivers.
Gotcha. Well, Dave, I was looking forward to this conversation all day because mainly the one about the cities. You know, I've heard that so many times that tornadoes don't really hit cities. I wanted to know whether that was true. It sounds like that is false, that tornadoes do hit cities. So, I mean, obviously
right,
they do.
You're right. And I don't want anybody to think there is a safe place in severe thunderstorms. Obviously, basement is great. You know, lower level is great. Inside is great. But there is not a 100% safe location when there is a tornado on the ground, especially in EF2, EF3, EF4. That thing's going to do what it's going to do. So we have to put ourselves in the best, safest location. And the time to think about that is before severe storm season. Now that we've had this big twister, everybody should start to think about, what would I do in the same scenario, in my house, in my school, in my place of work, whatever the case may be. Any businesses that don't have a safe spot need to really think about, where's the safe spot that my employees can go?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate your time and your expertise. Love it. We always get complacent with that stuff, don't we? Any sort of disaster that happens. I've been through tornado. You've been through a tornado.
Yes.
I have not. And so every time one comes near or the alarms go off or whatever, I'm like, okay, we should take it seriously because I know that's what I should do. But in the back of my head, I'm going, nothing's going to happen. And the trouble is, so far in my life, that's been true.
Yeah, the reason that we have that false sense of security is what Dave was talking about there, where how it's just such a pinpoint. So, like, the math of a tornado a mile wide, that's what he said this one here in town was, hitting
that's
a house.
That's a huge tornado.
It's a huge tornado, but then you compare it to the size of, say, you know, the state of Missouri, and then it's a very small strip. And then it's like, okay, then it hits this house in this area. So, like he was saying, it's a pinpoint thing, but that's why everybody gets complacent and they, you know, I ain't going to my basement. Take it seriously. Go in your basement, hide from it. You know, he said it's not 100% safe, but it's safer than sitting on your front porch watching it come in.
Yeah. And if you're up high in a building, you know, one of the reports of a death that we heard today was in North City, probably area, Ferguson. It was a guy who was just in the upper half of the house. He didn't go down, and it might have been an apartment. That might have been why, because a lot of houses, you know, multi-units, that you can't just go down in the basement because it's not your part of the house. But that was one of the deaths, is that that house just got destroyed and that guy was gone. So you do have to get low, but it is so easy to get complacent on those things. That's a good reminder for myself.
So don't get complacent.
It's probably a good time to mention, as I'm looking here at 971talk.com, the main link on the page there, 971talk.com, will take you to, you know, it's kind of an article, but throughout the article, we have all these links that you can scroll through to see if there's anywhere that you can either donate things or, whether it be bottles of water, whatever, like they're going to know how to take that stuff in and then redistribute it if you want to be a part of the cleanup. That's a big thing, too, is just debris removal from neighborhoods. If you're not just tuning in now, we took calls in the 1 o'clock hour, and one of the callers, I think it was Sue, she was talking about Central West End and Forest Park area, mm-hmm. I think, that there's just so much debris in the roads that it's hard to get things to where they need. So yes, you can have somebody come into your house, but if they can't get to your house, that's a problem. So if you want to be a part of debris removal, there's probably some official ways to do that. If you're a neighbor, I would just go out. I'm not going to tell you to go in the road, but that's what I would do is I would just start cleaning up. Because sometimes we wait
for
things.
That you got to be careful for is downed power lines, and they're all over the place right now.
That's a fact. So anyway, that's why we have the resource, 971talk.com. You can see everything and every organization that's already working on this. The Urban League, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, Archdiocese of St. Louis already doing this stuff. So get involved if you're hearing these stories like us and you're going, dang, man, it's just bad news. And it was so sudden, so surprising. I guess they always are, natural disasters. YouTube live chat poll today, were you affected by Friday's weather, yes or no? And we are watching your stories come in, and we appreciate that. One more segment to go here before the return of Mark Reardon at 3 o'clock, and hopefully we'll see Annie back tomorrow. She just doesn't have a voice today. This is now the Manny Fry Show. It's the time when we talk about Trump signing something. It's an executive order. Today he actually signed a bill, an act, called the Take It Down Act. This has to do with deep fake pornography. So, making explicit images out of people who are not actually posing for explicit photographs.
Or consenting.
Consenting to it. It was bipartisan, and it is now law that you cannot do that.
Championed by Melania Trump.
Yes, it was. She's in all the press photos. So there you go. Just a little update for you there. A couple other stories to get to here. I brought this one actually last week for Wiggins America, one of our random stories that make you go, what? And I didn't get to it then, but it's just, I don't even know really what to say about it other than just like, whoa, what? Scientists have now turned lead into gold for the first time ever.
Ooh, alchemists everywhere.
In a breakthrough that would make medieval alchemists envious, it says, Brad. Scientists at Europe's Large Hadron Collider have successfully transformed lead into gold, producing 89,000 atoms per second. That means not that much.
per second.
Okay.
It's a ratio.
But if your question is how much gold did they make during one period of experiments, I guess this has been going on for 10 years, mm-hmm. from 2015 to 2018, the scientists created about 86 billion gold atoms. That sounds like a lot, but when you add it up, scientists said it only weighs about 29 picograms, which is less than a trillionth of a gram. You'd need trillions of times more to even make a tiny little piece of jewelry.
Oh, that's wild.
So I guess we are on the verge of being able to do it.
Here we go. You know what's funny about this to me is the way these colliders work is they do just that. They just smash atoms into other atoms, and you see what sticks and what comes out.
Gold!
It's like what little boys do with cars. They just smash them into one another, and then you become an adult, and you smash atoms into one another, and you turn lead into gold.
Yeah. It's so funny, because whenever I see a headline like this, I'm totally clicking on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read it, and I'm like, that isn't going to affect anything.
But you know what? Every major scientific breakthrough starts someplace like that.
Yeah, but they can really produce lab-grown diamonds now. That's reality. That is happening as we speak. And I just saw a stat that said for the first time in history, last year, I think, was there were more lab-grown diamonds bought than regular diamonds.
Mm.
So that's a huge change in that industry. This just doesn't look like it's ever outside of the Hadron Collider. These things.
The company's going to build a collider and start manufacturing gold.
If that does happen, that stuff changes markets.
It changes technology. I mean, gold isn't just used for jewelry. It's used in technology. And if you start figuring out how to create rare earth minerals, rare earth minerals that can be created become not rare anymore, and it changes everything.
Mm-hmm. I tried digging with a gold-tipped shovel once.
Yeah.
It didn't work very well.
Minecraft is full of crap. Gold wears out way too fast. And they're like, no, this is one of the better ones, blah, blah, blah. No.
I didn't know that was even a thing. I was just making something up. I remember, weird story. Do you remember baby Jessica who fell in the well?
Yes.
Were you old enough?
I was old enough because I remember we were supposed to go out to dinner that night and my parents were watching her being rescued and we just didn't.
We just stayed at home and watched
them get her out. That was the most crazy thing ever. And then I remember the miniseries that they made afterwards.
What a wild news cycle story that was. And the only thing I remember about it, because what was that, late 80s probably?
Late 80s, because I don't even think
maybe
I was
maybe early
in,
90s. Yeah. So I would have been 8, 9, 10, somewhere in there probably.
Yeah, I was 4 or 5.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not that much younger than me, so I probably overestimated.
Yes.
What I remember is watching the story and looking at the size of the well that she fell in and thinking, man, how does a person get in there? She had a really, that was tough. And she was way down there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to dig her out because the soil was like, it was Texas, wasn't it? The soil was a certain type that they couldn't.
I was 4 or 5.
You don't remember? this is all from memory. That they had a tough time just digging, which is why it became a big deal. Mm-hmm. Because normally you go, oh, girl fell in a well and she's okay, or she's at least alive. Let's just dig around the well and take it out, you know? Well, they couldn't do that because something about the soil, which is why it became a huge story, because they couldn't dig her out. So they had to try to rescue her from the well itself. But here, the part that I remember as a kid is that they started using these like jackhammer things, mm-hmm. and they were diamond tipped.
Yes.
And that was when I learned, those are really hard.
The ground was really hard was the issue they were having with digging, I think.
Yeah. So anyway, really weird side story. Do you get a lot of crap in your algorithm online?
Mm-hmm.
Does it know you? Or did you just get junk?
Sometimes it knows me, and then sometimes it's like, oh, they must have reset it, and it's learning again.
Is there a trend that is hitting for you right now that it's figured out, oh, Brad kind of likes this thing right now?
No.
I have two.
Oh?
One of them is old, just watching a level of a Super Mario's game.
I watched a full playthrough of the old NES Ninja Turtles game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I did too. It's so not
good.
Too long ago.
Yeah, it's so good.
Wait, not the arcade game.
No.
The original.
The one on Nintendo.
That
and
game
Nintendo.
Was hard.
Yes, and this guy's like, it's not that hard if you know what you're doing, and then he shows you like all these little tricks. You're like, wow.
Yeah, I think the speed run on that's like 5 minutes.
It's crazy.
You're like, I spent years on this.
This is only four levels?
Yeah, because there were some weird shortcuts.
Yeah, and it's like, don't go in this manhole, go in that one.
So it is feeding you some stuff.
Every now and then, yeah.
I'll watch old video game stuff. But one of the weird ones that it started feeding me, and I think it may have been starting Friday because it was all weekend, because I probably was searching stuff about the tornadoes mm-hmm. and wind and things like that, is that it started, weird transition here, it started feeding me things about like natural disaster deaths. And there's a certain creator online that takes real stories from American history, and a lot of them recent, not like, mm-hmm. you know, far back, but recent history, the last 70 years. And stories that there is a news report about, but there's no video, or there's very little video.
Okay.
And if there is video, the video is of newscasters talking about it. So there's nothing about the actual story. So he'll take these stories that are legit stories, and he'll make reenactments of them kind of with cartoons. They're not
okay.
intended to look cartoony, but they're animated.
Stop motion animation?
No, I don't even know if it's stop motion. It's just that it's...
Or storyboard.
No, it's not even that. It's like something he made on the computer. So the people look like people, but they're just animated.
Okay.
So it's not intended to look like Ren and Stimpy is what I'm
right,
saying.
Right.
It's just animated versions of real events. And it's of usually either somebody who narrowly avoided death or somebody who actually did die in a situation. And you're not, even if you had video, you're not going to show it. Because remember Faces of Death when you were a kid? The videos? They were illegal to show on television.
I know what you're talking about.
And they were VHSs you could rent.
Yeah.
And I mean, when you're a 10-year-old kid, people are like, oh, did you ever see Faces of Death? It was just video compilations of people in death situations.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, how grotesque. My mom wouldn't let me watch it, and rightfully so. Like, looking back, I'm like, why did people's moms let them rent that?
Their moms didn't know.
That you're probably right. But anyway, this is a sort of a milder version of that. And the point isn't to be grotesque. It's just to tell this story mm-hmm. that you've probably never heard before. And so I started getting these over the weekend. Well, then I went into a rabbit hole. I started watching all kinds of them. And I found one that I'm like, that cannot be real. Because if that were to happen, there's no way somebody could survive that. But the story was that this person survived it. And I looked it up, and I found the actual story from when this happened. I'm not going to show the camera. I'm going to read it to you. In 1990, a British Airways flight 5390, 111 528 FL aircraft, don't know if you need to know that, was traveling from Birmingham Airport in the UK to Malaga Airport in Spain when disaster struck. The aircraft suffered an explosive decompression while flying over Oxfordshire as a poorly installed windscreen panel broke free from the plane. Now, this is the cockpit.
Yeah, yeah.
You're following me here?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm saying words and I'm like, I don't even know.
Windscreen is the front.
Okay, so the front of the plane, the poorly installed windscreen, I guess that's the window
windshield.
On the front, broke free from the plane, causing its captain to be partly blown out of the aircraft. Amazingly, the other people in the cockpit, I don't know if it was one or two of them, they assumed this guy's dead. His foot was just hanging on to like a seatbelt or something, and he's just like
blown
back. I mean, he's barely in the cockpit at all. He's outside the plane. And they're obviously dealing with all this wind, but they're protected a little bit more on the other side.
Right.
So they're like, we got to land the plane. So they're emergency landing. They're dealing with it. They just assume the guy's dead. They land the plane. The dude's alive.
That's wild.
The dude survived being outside the plane, barely hanging on by his foot for the entirety of this flight. There was no loss of life. The captain was pinned against the window frame for 20 minutes with a flight attendant holding onto his legs. They were just hoping that the body wouldn't leave because they assumed he was dead. Crazy, crazy story. And I couldn't believe to look that up and find out that was true. Weird way to end the show, but also a reminder that Annie Fry is not here today.
that's one of the things, too. You're asking if I ever get sucked down a rabbit hole that I air disasters. I like watching, but it's usually like History Channel's air disasters or whatever, and you can find them on YouTube or something like that. A lot of these weird stories I find because I search them out, and then I'm like, oh, I like this channel. Subscribe. And then it feeds them to me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
you do get sucked down those things before.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, we are wrapping up this show. Annie Fry, of course, has not been here today simply because she does not have a voice. And we hope that that is remedied by tomorrow. We've played a couple clips of her. Well, one clip of her saying, thanks for filling in. I can't talk. So that's why she wasn't here today. The YouTube live chat poll, were you affected by Friday's weather? Yes or no? Brad, you have the results?
Yeah. So it looks like right at this moment with 214 votes, 25% of you were affected, and then 75% of you were not. So about a fourth, which, like, you look at that and say, that's not a close poll, but one-fourth of our listening audience was affected by the storms on Friday.
That's more than I thought.
That's a big chunk of people.
That is a lot of people. Well, like we said many times in the show before, if you need help or if you want to help, 971talk.com, we have right on the main page there a link you can click on and see the organizations where I keep saying that you can help, but yeah, if you need help and you're listening to us too, that's a good place to go. Salvation Army is probably one of the top ones that's listed there that is helping. Thank you for tuning in today. Mark Reardon is back, and he is coming up next on 97.1. We will see you tomorrow.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.